Here's how Marquette County gets moving. Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9.
So this is an exchange of a husband and a wife new COVID code speak. Wife to the husband, need anything from the store? I'm going. The husband said, yes, more vitamin B. And the woman said, you've got to stop calling beer that.
Vitamin B.
Well, you know, if you're going to do that, you may be like, you know, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin B24.
Good answer. I like that.
But working at home does always have this tendency, especially of late, to present challenges.
Here's yesterday's noon report on the stock market.
This is Julie Olivier, registered client associate with the Marquette office of Wells Fargo Advisors at 2840 Venture Drive. The Industrials Group is a notable... Giggles. Can you put them out?
That was magnificent.
So I'm sitting in here yesterday, minding my own business, editing away, and Louise, the dog, comes rolling around the corner, sits down at my feet, proceeds to leave a little gift with me, and then leaves the room.
In other words,
the dog came in and ripped one right here at my feet, and I'm sitting at ground zero. And nothing tasted the same for the rest of the day. It was horrible. We have another Julie working from home. Stay home, stay safe.
Her again?
Foible.
Oh.
From the other day. Again, I bring you the stock market report from the other day.
This is Julie Olivier, registered client associate with the... Hold on. How much are you printing? All right, hold on. I'm waiting. My kids are printing stuff right next to me. It's loud.
Working from home.
Working from home.
Oh, that's good stuff right there. I like that. What's the cat's name again?
Damn cat.
What's the cat's name?
Everybody else in the house refers to her as Cece.
Cece.
I do not.
I was going to say Kiki, but I have a friend of mine that's got a cat named Kiki.
No.
But Cece.
Cece
the cat.
When we picked her up, they had named her Cecily or something like that, and that just seemed way too formal, way too much work.
So is that C period C period?
Sure.
Or C-I-C-I?
D-A-M-N. Funny thing about that tune is, as I was talking about, it was my roommate's clock radio that went off. This is the roommate who actually he and I were dating the same girl at the same time and didn't know it. That led to a rather awkward living experience after a little while, shall we say?
Yeah, I'll bet.
Instead of using words, we use sounds. And I'm going to share with you a sound unlike anything else.
Is that fireworks?
That is the sound of a fireworks factory in Russia that caught fire. So 4,300 square feet, I'm guessing.
That's big.
This sound went on for 11 hours. Many years ago, Santa showed up down when we were in the Marquette Mall.
Yeah.
And Santa had reindeer with him.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we knew who Santa was going to be. It was one of Santa's fill-ins. Mm-hmm. We knew who it was, so we went down to Dunham's when they were still down there and got a bottle of Buck's.
Yeah, got some bucks. Got some dough sent for the reindeer. That probably isn't what we should have done, but the surrogate Santa's costume had
not one of our prouder moments.
You're waking up with Mark and Walt on Marquette County's Sunny 101.9.